Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining the show right now, man. It's a big one out here, so we gotta get big time out here. Jeff Passan of ESPN. Now, a running gag on the show that I don't believe is true is that I make guests mad. Well, I don't give a damn if I make Jeff Passan mad. Me and Jeff have gotten into it on several occasions. So Jeff is just at home, so it's all good, Passan. Man, and let's jump into this. The Astros seem to be defying everything that I have ever known about what you need in postseason baseball. Starting pitching, they don't have. They've got 20 outs in a four-game series. Big hits from their best players. Altuve's got two hits in the series, albeit two very big hits. They've mm-hmm. had errors that have cost them, but it seems like now they're tied and in the driver's seat in a three-game series with two games at home. How is this happening?
I was talking with one of the players on the Astros yesterday, and he said, you know, you look at what the Red Sox have done. And they have played a damn near perfect series right now. They're not making errors in the field. They're hitting timely home runs. Their pitching's been enough. And they're only up 2-1. And if we can take this game, and this was said before game four yesterday, if we can take this, we feel like we have just as good of a shot. And you know what? What they did yesterday was they limited those things that the Boston Red Sox were doing. Red Sox went 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position, and they just couldn't get that add-on run that they needed. And, you know, eighth inning comes around, and Altuve hits the home run, and ninth inning comes around, and, well, we saw what happened there. And, listen, we were waiting all series, right, for that explosion from this Astros offense. As prolific as the Red Sox offense can be, the Astros still have a better lineup than they do. And listen, that's saying a lot because Boston's lineup is deep. It is powerful. It is good. But when you're a pitcher trying to navigate this Astros lineup, I feel sorry for every one of them that has to do so.
Jeff, there's a lot of conversation right now about the umpire behind the plate last night for the Astros, man. How much did that umpire in particular impact the game last night?
Well, for those in the city of Houston who have read my story today, or at least saw the tweet and have reacted the way they did, they're acting like it had nothing to do with it. I must say, I find it very interesting and amusing the way that Astros fans, a particular subset, not all of them, but some Astros fans, want to try and hold me accountable for pointing out that Laz Diaz completely blew that call yesterday, along with 22 others behind home plate, by the way, and say that for pointing that out, all I'm doing is being an Astros hater. And then they argue that Luis Garcia's pitch to Yasmani Grandal that didn't get called strike three in the division series, I should have pointed that one out too. Like, pick a side. Either bad umpiring is a bad thing, or I don't know what the opposite of that is. Bad umpiring is a bad thing. And it doesn't matter if it happened to the Red Sox. It doesn't matter if it happened to the Astros. I couldn't care less who wins. Like, that's the truth of this. All I want is interesting stories and good baseball games. And there have been some good baseball games this postseason. And last night, that was an interesting story. Because, and by the way, the notion that something happening in the first inning is equivalent to something that happens in the ninth inning, it is so beyond ridiculous. Like, it takes away the idea of leverage. When you have a tie game in the ninth inning and a called strike three gets blown, it's a lot different than a 3-1 pitch in the first inning getting blown, which is what happened with Zach Greinke yesterday as well. Led to Rafael Devers' walk, which went to Xander Bogaerts' home run after that. I'm sorry, but you have 24 outs after that to make a difference. In the ninth inning, you certainly don't have 24 outs left to have a game being played.
Jeff Passan, ESPN, with us. So here, just let it be known, Jeff, are you an Astros hater? Just clear the air right now. Are you an Astros? Everybody in this bar has turned around and looked and waiting for this answer. Are you an Astros hater, Jeff?
I'm gonna answer your question with a question of my own. And I don't know if you know the answer to this. Do you know what my World Series pick was this year?
I believe Astros Dodgers.
That would be correct. If I'm an Astros hater, I'm the worst hater in the world. Like, I hate them so much, I think they're going to make the World Series. No, of course I'm not an Astros hater. I think the Astros are a fantastic baseball team. I think they're a really well-run organization. I love watching Carlos Correa play. I love watching Jose Altuve play. I love watching Yuli Gurriel hit. I love watching Alex Bregman play. Michael Brantley's the smoothest hitter in the world. Yordan Alvarez might be better than all of them. Kyle Tucker, the way that he's grown has been phenomenal. Everything about the Astros, the baseball team that is on the field in 2021, is worth celebrating and enjoying. And I have both celebrated and enjoyed this team during this playoff run.
Jeff Passan just went from the most hated person in Houston to the biggest fan.
Let's do this. I'll ask you guys, am I an Astros hater?
Listen, Jeff, I don't think you are. I know many people here because
person.
You were, I mean, I think you were, I think many people here, and I'm going to get myself in trouble here, so, but I don't give a damn. I think many
Please.
People here think you were too hard on the Astros about the cheating scandal.
Oh,
boo-hoo.
I'm sorry. They cheated to win a world championship. Oh, I'm going to be soft on them. No, the difference between me and Astros fans is that Astros fans are invested in the good, the bad, and the ugly, and are going to back their team, which is exactly what they should do. That's what a good fan does. The problem is when fans start mistaking me reporting on what actually happened for me caring about what happened. The only thing I care about is that baseball is a healthy sport. I enjoy when baseball is healthy because I love the game and because it's my livelihood to report on it. But I'm not going to sit here and try and sugarcoat what happened, nor should you, nor does Alex Cora, nor does AJ Hinch, nor do the players who were involved in this. They all look at it with shame. They all look at it with regret. They all look at it with embarrassment. So if they can do that, it's perfectly okay for fans to back them and to acknowledge that they made mistakes, because they did. They've said as much themselves. It's also important that as human beings, we look at those mistakes and are willing to forgive them. And I don't sit here and say that, F. Altuve, like fans do in the stands. I don't sit here and say Carlos Correa is a cheater. No, I look at those guys as phenomenal baseball players. Altuve is going to be a Hall of Famer. Correa has the potential to be one. And I just enjoy what they're doing now and can't look back at 2017 as anything other than history, which it is, but a history that must be acknowledged. 1 year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, because sometimes history is ugly and it's okay to acknowledge that ugly history as long as it's not necessarily the thing that solely defines a person or a team.
I feel like we're in an intervention right now and that Jeff needed to get that off his chest.
I don't need to get anything off my chest. I think people need to hear this because I all day long, oh my God, Houston fans, like you guys suck sometimes. You really do. I'm sorry. I want to love you. And it's interesting because when I was being as praiseworthy as I was of the Astros before the postseason, people were like, okay, Jeff's not that bad. Then I write one thing about a bad strike call and all of a sudden I hate the Astros. No, I hated the umpiring last night. And you know what? If it had gone against the Astros, I would have written the same damn thing, the same exact thing.
Hey, Jeff, you got one more time to talk about my Astros fans down here. I'm gonna sick my mom on your ass in a hurry now. You got one more shot, brother.
Hey, now, here's Jeff. The thing. Let me say this. I have – when I was in Houston last week, and I'm going to be going to Houston, and if I end up in a body bag, I'm going to blame it on you guys, and you're going to have to take care of my kids. But when I was in Houston last week for the first two games of the series, Astros fans were really nice, and it's great. And some, you know, some people wanted to take pictures and wanted to talk baseball, and I love doing that. Listen, I understand Astros fans are very parochial, as they should be, and they're wounded because their team was being attacked, they felt like, by, you know, everybody who was outside of Houston. So they started gathering around and, you know, us against the world. And, hey, I get that. I have nothing against Houston fans. What I have something against is irrational people. And if you're going to sit here and accuse me of hating Houston, that's just wrong. Totally false. I hate St. Louis. Come on.
I love your point.
Here's the deal, but we can't deny that Jeff Patton, you got a special way of doing your job. You're good at what you do. Hell, or you wouldn't be around. You wouldn't be as paid as handsomely as you are. But you got a way of getting underneath some skin. Now you got to know that you
ain't
no doubt. He knows exactly what he's up to. Hey Jeff, what about Carlos Correa? Man, we obviously got this big series, but the elephant in the room with the Astros. That's as big as any game they're going to play right now is Carlos Correa's future here with the Houston Astros, man. What's your thoughts on whether he will or will not be an Astro moving forward?
I think that depends on Jim Crane. I think if Jim Crane says, I'm going to back up a Brinks truck of money and we're going to give it to Carlos Correa because he's a shortstop, he's elite, he's going to stay at the position, he can hit, he's a leader, he's kind of everything you want in a Major League Baseball player right now. And the idea of keeping him around in a Houston Astros uniform for the entirety of his career is extremely exciting. Then, yeah, I think he could stay in Houston. But I also think because of all those characteristics, there are going to be other teams that want him. And there are going to be other teams that are willing to back up that truck of money, too. So, in the end, guys, I think, and I'm not saying this to paint Carlos Correa as materialistic or anything, because I don't think that that's going to be the driving force, but I think the differentiating factor is going to be the number of years that a team is willing to give him, because I think the average annual value that teams offer is probably going to be around the same. You know, he's going to be very easily a $30+ million a year player. It's just a question of how many years a team's going to offer him. And the reality is Carlos Correa, when he has been healthy, when he's been out there, has been a better player than Francisco Lindor. Francisco Lindor got 10 years and $341 million from the New York Mets. So, listen, I'm not saying Correa is going to get $340 million. What I'm saying is the market is there already, and if he's going to ask for that, it would not surprise me.
Jeff Passan, ESPN, who is preaching to Houston fans, who, judging by the text line,
preaching to them that I love them. I love all of you, especially you guys, at the bar right now. Like, seriously, day drinking, big fan. Way to go!
I just want to get this part clear, Jeff, because some fans that we get into it about go another way with this. It won't be because Jim Crane and the Astros can't afford it, right? This isn't a deal that they don't have the money like the Royals or the Brewers or something like that. This is something that they could afford if they wanted, right?
Yeah, I think it's a matter more of where do you want to spend your money? Because let's look at what the Astros are this postseason. I just went up and down this lineup, guys, that aside from Carlos Correa, everyone's coming back next year. So instead of having seven, you know, top 25 hitters in the American League, would you take a lineup with six and go and spread the rest of that money out to add some pitching to Lance McCullers and to the staff that they've got right now? Because you said it, 20 outs over four games, it's a pretty grim situation. If the Astros need anything at this point, it is starting pitching. Now, I know they got Hunter Brown. He had a really good year this year. There's high expectations on him inside the organization, and they do a good job of figuring out guys who, whether it was Framber Valdez or Luis Garcia, aren't highly touted necessarily, but turn into solid major league pitchers. But to see them go out and get a couple of free agent pitchers this offseason, maybe a couple good free agent pitchers, if you take Carlos Correa's money, you can get yourself some awfully good starting pitching. So it's a tough decision that James Click, the general manager, is going to have to make. And You know, the Astros are in a very fortunate situation that they've got the bats, that they've developed the bats that they have. But listen, I would rather have Carlos Correa for the 6+ years that I did and have won a world championship with him and see him trying to lead this team back to the World Series than not. This is a very first world problem the Astros have. Do we spend our money on the potential Hall of Fame shortstop or on starting pitching?
Jeff, can you put your finger on one player that's similar to Carlos Correa? And from a standpoint of, this isn't just about his ability to be great on the field physically. The intangible, the leadership aspect of it is huge in the Astros clubhouse. There's no doubt about it. Is there a player out there, past, present, that you would put in that same category?
I don't think he's Derek Jeter quite yet, but I think he's got Derek Jeter-type qualities. I think people gravitate that's toward right. him. I think people listen to him. I think there's gravitas there. And clearly, like, the quality of the player and the talent, that's the case. And listen, Derek Jeter was one of a kind, but when I think of guys who have all of those things, it's a short list. And Carlos Correa, between the personality, the intellect, the physical skills and tools, and the desire to be a bigger part of the game, to take baseball and showcase it to a younger generation that may look at these four-hour games that are happening every day and say, why should I spend 4 hours of my time watching this? Well, you watch it for Carlos Correa hitting a tank, pointing down to his wrist, and saying, it's my time. That's why you watch it.
Didn't you love that, Jeff? Didn't you love
that? It was awesome. It was awesome. It was fantastic. And you know what? It was great when Eduardo Rodriguez did it too. And I know Alex Cora got mad at him for that, the Red Sox manager. Alex Cora didn't get mad because he doesn't believe that players should be out there doing that. Alex Cora got mad because he didn't want to wake up a sleeping giant.
Yep. All right, Jeff Passan, we've had a lot of fun with you. We could do this all day long. This text line you have lit on fire.
Can you read me a couple of them?
Well, if I know you, Jeff, you want the bad one.
No, Jeff.
Suck it.
Hold. See, here's the thing. One thing you said a little bit earlier. I don't try to make people angry. That's not my style. That's not my vibe. That's not what I do. I'm a very peaceful person. I just write truth. And sometimes the truth sucks to hear. And sometimes it's hard to process. But no, I don't go out of my way to say things just because I know they're going to anger people. That's why I think that's fake and duplicitous and wrong. It's just that my opinion is going to be different than yours sometimes. And I respect yours and I appreciate yours as long as it's logical, as long as it's got backing. But if you say something stupid, I'm going to call it stupid.
Yeah, well, someone here said, suck it, Jeff. That's all they left.
That's okay.
Suck
that's
it.
All right. Listen, that person's an idiot.
Well, here, don't talk to all of them. Give them a little Elmo on the way out, Jeff, to tell them, you know, that you still love the Astro fans. Come on.
Oh, I don't know. Listen, you don't need to tell me to do that. I love any fan base that is passionate and that backs its players and that backs its club and that doesn't look at journalists like we're the enemy, because we're not. I'm not rooting for anyone. I'm rooting for a good series. And right now, I'm standing on the field at Fenway Park, literally walking in circles, living my best life right now. I have the best job in the world. I'm the luckiest guy there is. I'm about to watch a baseball game between two really good teams, and I just hope it's a great game, and I hope everyone there has a fun time.
All right, Jeff, we had a lot of fun with you. You're fantastic as always, man. We got to do it again. That's Jeff Passan, ESPN, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, boys, take care. Have fun, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.